listen over whole podcast. Your search to be a duplus businessman. We did tell cars and in love is but two.
Yo, what's up? This is your host, Vinny, and this is your quick tip of the week.
Hey, guys, what's up? This is Vinny. Hope y'all having an amazing day. Just wanted to start off this tip of the week just by asking you guys to just hang on with me a little longer. I know episode one is still not out there. I'm not happy with the quality of that whole 35 minutes, right? Here I'm recording in the car because I'm on the way to a job. But it's just a tip of the week. But that whole experience of that whole 35 minutes of great content for you guys, I want to make sure that it is on point, okay? With that being said, let's go into the tip of the week, all right? So I get a couple of guys that send me messages on DM all the time, and not all the time, but I get some guys asking me, how come it's taking them so long to detail a car, right? He's like, oh, I know these guys that do a full detail in 2 to 3 hours. How come it's taking me 5 and 6? And this is a tip for beginners. You know, these guys they're weekend warriors. They're not someone like me that's going out trying to knock out a few details a day, you know. However, it's one simple answer to that question for you beginners. Of course, you're more experienced guys, this tip is probably not for you. However, for you beginners out there, pattern, right? Every experienced detailer has a pattern that he or she follows when going through the whole detail process, okay? That pattern, for me personally, is I start the interior first. I start at the driver's side, console, go around, all right? Go around the car so you finish on the passenger side. Once you finish on the passenger side, you are done with that interior, right? Now, there are more details into the pattern on what do I do first? Do I do carpets first? Do I do seats first, right? And that you're going to have to take into account into how do you do things? How do you normally do things? Because if you like shampooing your seats and your carpet, it's going to splatter a little bit. If you're all in the car while you're doing the interior, the dashboard and all of that, you're going to step on the floors if you already did them. You're going to sit on the seat if you already did it. All right. So be mindful of how you set up your pattern. Okay. But the easy answer to that problem is pattern. And you're still going to take a long time. It's going to happen. You're going to learn, you know, that using proper equipment, having things close by you in an order that you understand is going to make it easier for you to kill those minutes that you are wasting walking back and forth, grabbing something or, hopping up from one end of the car to the other. So be very mindful of how you create a pattern. Okay. But once you create a pattern, you're going to see that you're literally shaving large amounts of time off of a detail and still keeping the quality. Actually, better quality, because when you have a pattern, you don't miss things. Of course, nothing is 100% perfection, but our goal is to get it as close to that as possible. So you don't want to miss things. You don't want to miss spots. You don't want to forget about spots. And the easiest way to do that is with setting up a pattern. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this tip of the week. So remember, make yourself a pattern, and you will see time shave off of that detail time. Okay. So you guys have an amazing, blessed day. All right. Go follow us at Overalls Detail on Instagram, our Facebook page, Overalls Detail. And spread the word, okay? Because very soon we'll have a lot of great content coming out for you guys. Have an amazing, blessed day, and get to detailing. Let's go.
You are listening over Hope Podcast. Your search to be a duplex businessman. We detail cars and in love is but you. Oh.